to the October, and mine was on the 11th.
For goodness sake.
I was 1 year older than that. She's 1 year older than I am. That's right.
October's a good month. I was born in October, too.
Was you?
Yeah. October 20th.
I was 11th.
Let's see now. Would you tell me a little bit about how WASA used to be when you were a young man, what people did for a living, and sort of what the town was like?
Well, it was it wasn't nothing much, to tell you the truth. It's built up since I've been here. There's an old road that went right down through the middle of it. The hall and everything was on the outside running around in the town. And they farmed and had a few stores around. And most of the old people like me, they had own logging jobs out here, working out money and bringing it back here and living on it.
Uh-huh.
And they made corn and wheat and rye and raised cattle. And that's about the only way they made a living.
Uh-huh. Well, did people up here ever have any slaves that you know of?
Any
that, yeah, any slaves? They're not any colored people in Towns County. I just found that out.
There used to be some up here on the river. I watched the river, that big brick home up on the, as you come through the gap of the mountain right down about 3.5 miles down there, used to be an old slave home. All that old place around in there worked slaves back in them days.
Uh-huh. And then they all just moved out or died out, huh?
They died out, and there's two families up on the farm, and they got too independent with the sons, and they run them out. Ain't been none near lived here since. That's been about nearly 40 years ago.
Uh-huh. And there's not any anywhere in the county?
No, no.
Huh.
They come through here and work. I mean, they bring them in and work them.
Yeah.
And truck driver McManus comes in here. Nobody don't bother them.
Yeah, but there's not any living here?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay, now I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the later part of the daylight hours, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
Around 4 p.m.
Well, now, would you talk... What word would you use to mean the time of day just before supper?
Afternoon.
Okay.
Afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first comes up?
Sunrise.
Okay. And what do you call it when the sun disappears?
Sun setting.
Okay. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is just about to come out, we say that the weather is what?
Clearing off.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Pour out.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
Okay, that's fine. That's just what I want. You know, just what you'd normally call it.
Yes, ma'am. Pour out.
Now, what do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Dog irons.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little pieces?
Pine. Okay. Rich pine.
Okay.
Rich pine, what we call it. Some people call it lighters, but we call it rich pine.
Yeah, if you know more than, one word, I'd be happy to have both of them.
Mm-hmm.
When you come in from outside, you might take off your coat and put it on a coat hanger and hang it up in the...
You call it the... Let's see, what... We got so many places around here, I don't know what to call it.
Well, what do you... In the...
Wardrobe was one place, and I hanged mine on the veranda.
Okay.
Back when he was living, they called it closets.
Huh?
Back when his time, they called it closets.
Did they? Well, now...
Now, see, for instance, if I had a